4. Lieutenant Rachel Davis had been in deep shit when Captain Humphrey found out about her authorizing a Black Hawk to fly Team Ghost on the Variant Hunters to New York. She had broken protocol, deceived her superiors, and risked one of the most important remaining assets left in the world, the lives of Ghost and VH. Not to mention a Black Hawk. "They trained the strike groups for a goddamn reason," Humphrey had shouted when he had first found out. "We can't afford to lose them." Vice President Johnson's response had caught Davis off guard. "You're a brave woman, Lieutenant, and after talking to President Ringgold, I believe you did the right thing. Same thing I should have done from the beginning. Now let's just make sure we bring our boys home." Humphrey had glared, but Johnson had offered a grin, exposing the gap in his front teeth. She hadn't known the vice president long, but now she understood why he was so well respected. He was a risk-taker, but not reckless. A leader, but not a dictator. Davis focused her sharp green eyes on the monitor showing the juvenile variant that Beckham and Garcia had brought back from New York. The freak was fighting against its restraints more violently than before, shaking them so rapidly it made the image look like the live feed was being fast-forwarded. The blur of armored flesh made her sick to her stomach. But she had been prepared to walk the plank and jump into the Atlantic Ocean just to capture the little fucker. When the men had returned with the beast, she had thought it would change the tide of the war, but with every step forward the variants had thrown a wrench into the wheel and caused more setbacks, more losses. Plum Island was destroyed, and the leader of the science behind Operation Extinction was a hostage, or worse. "Captain on deck," came a voice. She whirled to see Captain Humphrey and Vice President Johnson entering through the open hatch, a squad of Marine sentries right behind them. Coming to attention, Davis stiffened and threw up a crisp salute as she scrutinized Humphrey's sunburned face. He regarded her with a cold nod that told her he was still pissed off. Not that she blamed him. She had gone against his orders. "Follow us, Lieutenant," Humphrey said. She hurried after them to the front of the CIC, from where she could see out the porthole windows. A carpet of clouds drifted across the moon, bathing the aircraft carrier in darkness. The GW strike group was splitting through the waves toward Plum Island.